We give God glory tonight. The Lord is with us. Hallelujah. I want you to say these words after me. Say with me, the word is my light.
The word is my light.
Talk to me, faith generation. Say with me, the word is my light.
The word is my light.
Say with me, the word is my wisdom.
The word is my wisdom.
Say with me, the word is my glory.
The word is my glory.
Tell me, the word is my identity.
The word is my identity.
Tell me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, I behold Christ in the word.
I behold Christ in the word.
He is glorified.
He is glorified.
And I am edified.
And I am edified.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for tonight. We give God praise and we give God glory. Hallelujah. Tonight is our night of commission. These past few days, we have been delving deep into the Word of God, experiencing and encountering the power of God, experiencing the Holy Spirit in fellowship. The Lord has done great and mighty things among us and in us. Hallelujah. There are so many things the Lord has accomplished that we are not even aware of. Amen and amen. But it happened to us in the Spirit. Hallelujah. No man encounters God or encounters His word and lives the same. As long as that man pays attention and gives heed to that which the Lord is doing, that man receives an impartation from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen and amen. And his life is changed or transformed. Hallelujah. So by way of summarizing everything that we have done this week or everything we have done during this retreat, we began by saying, meat for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Hallelujah. And the first day we saw how that the Bible does tell us that in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood, hallelujah, and of earth. And he says that if anyone will be, he says, some unto honor and some unto dishonor. And he says, if any shall purge himself from these, and we explain what those these are, that is the likes of Hymenaeus and Philetus, and the error that he had fallen into, that is false doctrine. If we would purge ourselves from the corrupting influence of false doctrine and error, we shall be sanctified. We shall be vessels of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. Hallelujah. We know sanctification comes through the word of God. Jesus said, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen and amen. So as we grow in the truth of the word of the Lord, we grow in our sanctification. Amen and amen. That is, we are set apart more and become useful in the hands of the master. The goal of Christ is to use you in the work of the ministry. Amen and amen. And we continued by saying that every believer, hallelujah, has been endowed by the Spirit of God with supernatural abilities and faculties. And we saw that last night. Amen and amen. And we zeroed in on the power of tongue speaking. We answered all those controversial questions around tongue speaking. And we saw how that the believer has the Spirit of God and therefore has been endued, hallelujah, has been equipped with supernatural abilities. And these abilities in you are not for show. They are not for your notoriety. Hallelujah. These supernatural abilities are there to enable you become more useful in the hands of the master. Hallelujah. That is in the work of the ministry. Because every believer we established has a calling. Hallelujah. We are all called, hallelujah, into the ministry. Amen and amen. What is the ministry? That is, we all called into the service of the Lord. The believer serves the will of God here on the earth. Amen. And the primary will of God for you is that you would win souls. That is, you would disciple men in Christ. That is what we call the ministry of reconciliation. And we cannot execute this task by our own strength. Hallelujah. So the Lord has given us what it takes to do that. First, by giving us a spirit. Amen and amen. And the advent of the spirit in the believer has given him. Hallelujah. We said, has given him supernatural abilities. Amen and amen. We saw that supernatural abilities in order to be able to execute the assignment that has been given to us. Amen and amen. We established also that if we are going to be useful to the Father or useful to the Master in the work of the ministry, we need to grow and mature. Your spiritual growth and maturity is directly correlated with your service in the kingdom. Hallelujah. You ought to grow in the knowledge of the truth. So we established certain things that the believer ought to know regarding the gospel, which is the message that has been entrusted unto him. Hallelujah. We function in the message of the gospel. Amen and amen. That's the message committed to us to send to all the world. So we need to understand it. That way we can share it confidently with others. So we spoke about what the gospel reveals. We said the gospel reveals the person of God in Christ. Amen and amen. And when we said that God is only known in Jesus. There's absolutely no way any man can know God outside of Christ. Because the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily. He is the visible one of the invisible God. The Bible says no man had at any time seen God. But the Son, who was in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. So we see that in the teachings of Christ and in the person of Christ, we have the revelation of God. So John says that the Son of God came and he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. Hallelujah. So we said the gospel reveals God in the person of Jesus. Amen and amen. So that God is no longer a mystery. Hallelujah. So that our wrong notions of who God is, we'll give them up and embrace the truth of who God is in Christ. We also said the gospel reveals the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Which is from faith to faith. Amen. We stand not in our own righteousness. The Bible says he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So the gospel reveals the righteousness of God. There is no other message that reveals God's righteousness. That is what God has done for men to stand before him without any sense of guilt. There is no other message that communicates this truth but the gospel. That's why we preach the gospel. Hallelujah. So Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believes. Hallelujah. He says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Amen and amen. We said all the religions of the world are working hard to gain the favor of God. They are working hard to be accepted of God. Hallelujah. And they are depending on their own righteousness. Hallelujah. But Paul says that I want to be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own. Hallelujah. But the righteousness which is of the faith of Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So you see, we stand in the righteousness of Christ because he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So the Bible says, but they that receive the abundance of grace. Amen. And what is this abundance of grace? The free gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. The gospel reveals the free gift of righteousness God gives unto all men. The Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, God is rich unto all men. but men need to know what God has done to provide a way for them. If not, man will go about establishing his own righteousness. Hallelujah. And not submit to the righteousness of God. So the gospel reveals not only the person of God in Christ, it also reveals the righteousness of God in Christ. And then we said the gospel reveals the love of God in Christ. For God so loved the world, we said, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. You see it? The love of God is revealed in Christ. And it is the gospel message that communicates this truth to man. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. God was moved. Every act of God in the salvation of mankind was motivated by his intense love for us. Amen and amen. The Bible says that, but God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Hallelujah. Christ died while we were yet sinners. And it was because God loved us so much. So in Christ, we are accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. In Christ, we accept. There is no other message that communicates this truth but the gospel. So we said that if God did not spare his son, but out of his love, he gave him freely for us. Hallelujah. For our salvation. How shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Amen and amen. So herein lies the confidence of the believer. The believer knows that Father loves him unconditionally. The believer knows that he stands in the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. We said the gospel also reveals the grace of God in Christ. Amen. There is no other message in the world that reveals the grace of God. The Bible says the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. Amen and amen. The Bible says that Jesus, when Jesus came, the Bible says concerning him that he was full of grace, which is the truth. Hallelujah. The gospel reveals the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter number 2, 8 and 9. Amen and amen. That's what the gospel reveals. Hallelujah. The grace of God in Christ. And we say, what is grace? God's riches at the expense of Christ, or at Christ's expense. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. There's nothing like cheap grace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The grace of God is the richness and superabundance of the heart of the Father toward us in Christ. It is only the gospel message that reveals this. And then we said the gospel also reveals the long suffering of Christ. Hallelujah. The long suffering of Christ. And we said it is the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Amen. How that God endured, amen and amen, the wickedness of men all throughout the generations until the appointed time when he sent his son Jesus, born of a woman made under the law, hallelujah, to redeem them that were under the law, amen and amen, and so offer the free gift of salvation to mankind. The gospel reveals the long-suffering of God. So we saw those five things. We established that truth. And we also established the truth concerning the nature of Christ or who Christ is. We debunked those wrong ideas in the New Age movement, those worldly ideas concerning who Christ is. That Christ is not some, you know, the creation of the imaginations of men. Christ is not a cosmic spirit. You understand? Christ is not some divine spark in all of humanity. Hallelujah. That's what some of the people of the world think Christ is. And when you go out to preach the gospel, you are confronted with men who ask questions along these lines or object to the truth that we preach with these kind of responses. Hallelujah. But we emphatically saw that Christ was a true, genuine man of history, Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We saw that. We saw that. We saw that Jesus was a true man who lived, a remarkable man who did remarkable things. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We saw that, and we said that henceforth know we no man after the flesh. If we have known Christ after the flesh, henceforth know we him no more. though he was a genuine man of history, Jesus was much more than that, or is much more than that. Who is he now? He is the exalted Lord of glory. And so for us now in Christ, we see all men in Christ Jesus. We establish that truth. We see all men in Christ Jesus. We see believers in Christ. And how do we see them in Christ? The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. So when we see the believer, all we see is a new creation. When we see the unbeliever does not exist in Christ. So through the lens of Christ, when we see the unbeliever, what we see is a dead man walking. Anyone who does not believe in Jesus is a dead man walking. The Bible calls them dead in trespasses and sins. And the reason they have not come to faith is because the God of this world system has blinded their eyes that they may not behold the glorious light of the gospel in the face of Christ Jesus. This is why it is incumbent upon us to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So we see believers in Christ. Hallelujah. And as I mentioned earlier on, the new creation man is endowed, hallelujah, with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen and amen. He has the earnest of the Spirit. We shared so many things during this retreat. Hallelujah. Now, to cap off everything, I'm going to speak to you concerning what Paul said to Timothy after he had given him instructions and taught him concerning the new life in Christ. Turn with me your Bibles, if you so please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 15. You see, when you come for meetings like this, where the word of God is expounded and made clear, taught in clarity to you, and you encounter the power of God, and there are prophetic ministrations, and you experience God this way, there is something you ought to do in order for your experience to continue to be a reality in your life. If not, it will just be something you went through, and that's it. It will not have any benefit to you. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, if you so please. Amen and amen. Verse 15. Let me actually start reading from verse 13. Paul says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of my hands, or the hands of the presbytery. Then look at verse 15. He says, meditate upon these things. Which things was Timothy supposed to meditate on? Everything Paul had taught him. He says, meditate on these things. Then he says, give thyself wholly to them. Hallelujah. That thy profiting may appear to all. Hallelujah. So tonight, as we bring the retreat to a close, I leave you with this instruction. You see, in the faith, we don't suggest. Amen and amen. When it comes to the teaching of the word of God, it is not a suggestion or a recommendation. We command and we teach. Look at 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 11. Paul says, these things command and teach. Hallelujah. Because that's the only way the believer will receive maximum benefit, hallelujah, from the things of the Spirit, when he follows the instructions that are given him through the word of the Lord. And the instruction the Spirit of the Lord is giving us tonight as we wrap up retreat 2021 is this. He says, meditate upon these things. The things that you have heard during this retreat from day one, day two, day three, hallelujah, until now, the experiences you have had during this retreat, the word of God that has been taught to you in truth, he says, meditate upon these things, hallelujah. The word meditate upon comes from the Greek word meletao, hallelujah. It means to revolve in your mind. It is the word that is used to describe the meditative practice of orators and rhetoricians. You see, those who are orators, those who speak in public, when they are preparing their speech, they practice. How do they practice? Sometimes they will go somewhere and they'll be practicing their speech. They'll be speaking their speech under their breath. They are practicing. Hallelujah. That is meditation. They are revolving the things they are going to say in their mind. Amen and amen. And they'll be speaking it out, practicing it. Hallelujah. So that when they go stand there and they are giving their speech, they'll be able to better deliver whatever they want to deliver to the people. Hallelujah. So concerning the things that you have learned, faith generation, listen to me. Meditate upon. This is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you tonight. At the end of everything, he says, meditate upon these things. The messages have been recorded. I have already posted the first 3 days. Hallelujah. Listen to them over and over again. Amen and amen. Meditate upon them. Revolve the words you have heard in your mind over and over again. Ponder upon them. Hallelujah. And then he says, give thyself wholly to them. Amen. Give yourself to the word that you have heard, the teaching you have received, the truth that has been expounded unto you. Give yourself wholly to it. That is, pay attention to what you heard and begin to put it to practice. Hallelujah. Begin to put it to practice. Amen and amen. So the things that you were taught in the meeting, begin to practice them. Begin to intentionally, actively put them to work in your life. Don't just leave the meeting and forget about everything that happened and just be happy that, oh, I was part of Retreat 2021. It was a nice time and just that's it. If not, we will come back next year and we will not see the benefit of what happened in these 4 days in your life. But we ought to see it. Hallelujah. So Paul says, give thyself wholly to them. That's what the Spirit of God is saying to us tonight. He says, why should you do this? Why should you meditate upon them? Why should you give yourself wholly to them? Listen to him. He says, that thy profiting may appear to all. So there is profit in the message, the teaching, the trainings, the understanding that has been given unto you, the experiences you have had under this meeting. There is a profit in it. The only way that profit will be evident in your life for all to see is if you meditate upon it and you give yourself wholly to it. That is, you actively practice them in your life. Amen and amen. The word profit in there comes from the Greek word prokope. Hallelujah. Prokope. It means progress or advancement. It means advancement by chopping down whatever impedes progress. Hallelujah. You see, so the words you have heard in this retreat, the teachings you have received, they carry the power to move you forward spiritually, to cause you to advance spiritually, to cause you to progress spiritually. That is, to grow and mature. Hallelujah. By taking away any limitation in your path. Amen and amen. It would only happen if you meditate, you keep the word that you heard, the things you heard, the instructions you received, you keep meditating upon them and give yourself wholly to them. That is, consciously, actively practice them in your life. That's the only time these things would advance you in the spirit. The things that you heard, the teachings you received are meant to advance you spiritually. That's your spiritual growth. Amen and amen. They are meant to do what? Advance you spiritually. If not, you will be at the same place marking time. Hallelujah. Remember, we said, you cannot be useful to the master if you don't grow spiritually. Hallelujah. In as much as Jesus can use anyone, Jesus will rather use them that are mature, because children are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You can't hand weightier matters to children. And when I say children, I'm not talking about children in physical age. I'm talking about spiritual children, nepios. Hallelujah. Those who have not matured in the faith. Hallelujah. So Jesus wants you to grow. Jesus wants you to mature. Jesus wants you to increase in your understanding. There was a time they came to Jesus. Jesus gave a parable. And after he gave the parable, even the disciples who had been with him for a long time did not understand. So they came to Jesus and asked him, Master, tell us, what is the meaning of this parable? Jesus responded and said to them, are you also yet without understanding? That means Jesus expected them. Hallelujah. There is an expectation. Amen. Somebody say with me, there is an expectation. Talk to me, faith generation. Say with me, there is an expectation.
There is an expectation.
Hallelujah. There is an expectation that the teachings that you have received in this meeting lives will be seen in your life. It would advance you spiritually. It will cause you to progress. We ought to see the profit of these meetings in your life. It must appear to all. And the interesting thing is, when you give yourself wholly to the things that you heard in this meeting, meditating upon them daily, listen, it would be evident to everybody will see the progress, the spiritual progress these meetings have had in your life. Hallelujah. It will be evident to all. You see, spiritual things are not mysterious. I've said that to you. There's no mystery anywhere. Hallelujah. Growing up, maturing, becoming strong in the spirit is not something that just happens by chance. It's not something that is mysterious. Hallelujah. Like all of a sudden, then you know. It is something that happens intentionally by a calculated effort on your part. When God delivers the tools, you take them and apply them in your life. Hallelujah. He says, meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to it that your profiting may be evident to all. Your advancement in the spirit may be evident to all. Hallelujah. So what are we going to do? We are going to start practicing the word that we received this week. Hallelujah. You were taught that tongues belongs to every believer. Begin to speak in tongues. Paul says, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than ye all. The Bible says, and praying always with all manner of prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with perseverance for all the saints. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 18. You say, praying always in the spirit. So one of the ways you're going to apply that in your life is commit yourself to praying always in the spirit. Every day, pray in the spirit. What do I mean by that? Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. When you are by yourself, pray in tongues. When you are in the shower, pray in tongues. Hallelujah. A day should not go by without you praying in the spirit, at least 30 minutes. Make that decision for yourself. Hallelujah. So that it won't be that we just came and had a good time, and next year we meet and you are still where you are spiritually. Hallelujah. Your spiritual understanding has not increased. Hallelujah. Your desire, your spiritual appetites have not increased. You are not seeing the flow of the spirit in your life. No. That's a serious travesty. That means that the word of God did not benefit you. It did not profit you. Amen and amen. Are you understanding me, faith generation? There is an expectation next year by this time. Hallelujah. When we gather, you should have increased and advanced in the spirit much more than where you are now. Your appreciation of spiritual things should be greater because you put them to practice. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Is somebody hearing me? The prophecies you received, you took them to account and waged good warfare by them. Amen and amen. We said that you have been endued with the Holy Ghost and with all the supernatural faculties. We learned about that yesterday. Amen and amen. That means you put them to practice. You practice praying for the sick. Hallelujah. You practice it. You practice praying for the sick. You practice praying for people. Amen and amen. When they are in situations and they are in trouble, you practice praying for them. Unleashing the miraculous power of God at work in their lives. Practice them. You practice speaking in tongues and interpreting your tongues. Hallelujah. Oh, what a glorious sight it will be. The next year, by this time, when we gather, hallelujah, we are just prophesying left and right, interpreting our tongues left and right. We are walking in healings and the gifts of the Spirit. Amazing. Amen. What a glorious sight that will be. Hallelujah. That is not going to happen in a vacuum. It will not just happen like next year we gather and all of a sudden. No, it would happen if we gave ourselves wholly to the truth that we have learned concerning these things this week. And begin to put them to practice in our lives. So decide, make a conscious decision in yourself that I'm going to put to practice the things that I've learned during this retreat. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, put them to practice.
Put them to practice.
Hallelujah. Put them to practice. The Bible says that the man that receives the word and does not do them, he's like a man who looks at himself in a mirror. And he goes away straightway, forgetting who he was or who he is. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You see, the things that you have learned, don't let anything take it away from you. Jesus said, a sower went to sow seed. Some fell by the wayside, some fell on rocky ground, some fell among thorns, and some fell on good soil. Hallelujah. Be determined that the words you heard this week will fall on good soil. Don't let the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches in this life, choke the word of God you received and make it unfruitful in your life. Amen and amen. Don't be so bogged down with the cares of this life that you forget everything you have learned this week. Hallelujah. We said spiritual things require desire. They require earnest desire and converting. Amen. That's the only way. The Bible says, what did Paul say to the church in Corinth? He says, covet earnestly the best gifts. Hallelujah. Desire intensely. He says, forbid not to prophesy, forbid not to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. So, you see, desire, the longing, there must be a strong appetite that will drive you in prayer. Amen and amen. Listen, it will not happen in a vacuum. It doesn't matter who you are. It's not going to happen in a vacuum. And we are not going to see the profit of God's word in your life if you don't give yourself wholly. He did not say partially, wholly. Wholly, not partially, wholly. You are fully immersed in it. That's the only way, because there is an expectation. Anytime the word of God comes, God measures a distance for you in the spirit to go with the word. But sometimes when the word comes, they still remain where they are. They don't go the distance God has measured for them. That distance is an increase in the spirit. You now rise to a different realm, a different dimension in the spirit. The words you receive this week, they are meant to elevate you to a new level, a new realm in the spirit. And the higher you go, the greater the authority in Christ you can operate in. Hallelujah. So that you will not be at the same level, struggling with the same kind of things anymore. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You would mature, you would grow. Instead of rather crying to people to pray for you, you would rather be praying for others. Hallelujah. Instead of seeking people left and right to be prophesying to, you would rather be prophesying to others, because the Holy Ghost is now working mightily in you. Amen. Rise to the new level. Hallelujah. I said, rise to the new level in the name of Jesus. Faith generation, let's rise. How would we rise? We will rise by the building blocks of the word we have received. If not, listen, a new portal is open to us in the realm of the spirit. Faith generation is open to us. Hallelujah. A new dimension is open to us. A new dimension. The words we have received, the impartation, the spiritual operations that has gone on this week, it has opened a new realm for us in Christ. Hallelujah. A new realm. I want us all to ascend to that place. Amen and amen. We can't ascend if we don't give ourselves wholly to the words that we have received this week. If we don't meditate upon it and put it to practice in our lives. Hallelujah. It will bring advancement in your walk. Hallelujah. And you begin to see the word of God that says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, begin to become a reality in your life. You will see yourself becoming strong in Christ. You see, one of the things I love is you can gauge and measure your spiritual progress yourself. You can measure your own spiritual progress. You can measure your own spiritual progress. You can tell whether you are growing or you are not growing. You can tell whether you are maturing or you are not maturing. You can tell whether you are becoming stronger or not. You can tell. So the things you were complaining about this year, today they have ceased. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't be complaining about such things anymore. The things you were confessing, you don't be confessing them anymore. Hallelujah. Your speech has changed. The things you say have changed. Your outlook on things have changed. The word of God must change your outlook at things. The way you saw the world, the things that you live for. Now you see the importance of living for Christ, living for the gospel, living for the will of God. And that has now become your pursuit. And we must see it. You understand that? We must see it. You must not go about your daily life the same way anymore. Something must change. Somebody say something must change.
Something.
Oh, talk to me, Faith Generation. Say with me, something must change.
Something must change.
Hallelujah. You can't be at the same level of understanding where you are still asking the same kind of questions. Then you are still in class one. Imagine when you are being promoted to class two or class three, and you get there, you are still asking questions in class one. Then we will send you back. Hallelujah. Because you should have grasped those matters and be matured in them and be expert in them before you moved up. Amen and amen. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is an expectation. Hallelujah. There is an expectation. Tonight, what I'm doing, I'm giving you instructions. That's why I'm talking this way to you. I'm giving you instructions. See, after you are taught, you are instructed. I'm giving you specific instructions that will enable the word that you have taught become evident in your life. Hallelujah. So that it will not be a waste. Listen, in Proverbs, the Bible says, my son, pay attention to my words. Hallelujah. Pay attention to my words. It says, give ear, hallelujah, to my words. Hallelujah. You see, you need to give attention to the word of God that has come to you this week. The things that you have received, don't trifle. Don't think of them as, you know, they are just one of those things. You ought to sanctify the experience, the encounter, the happenings this week in your own eyes. You ought to sanctify it. Don't think of it as normal. It's just one of those things. No. We are not joking here. Hallelujah. It's not like we are having a gathering of people, you know, we Faith Generation, we are just some guys, we love to just be around each other and all. No, we mean serious business. Hallelujah. We seek your spiritual growth and maturity in Christ so that you can be useful in the hands of the Master. That's what we seek. Amen and amen. There are certain things after this retreat you should let go. You should let go. The Bible says, lay aside every weight. There are certain weights you should let go. You should let go of them because they are slowing you down in the race that you are running. Let go of them and give yourself to the word that you have heard. Let go of them. Hallelujah. There is an expectation. Hallelujah. Jesus expects it. The Master expects it. Amen and amen. There are certain entanglements you should break free from. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about? You must break free from those entanglements. It can't be the same anymore. It can't be the same anymore. Hallelujah. There are certain people you are with, they never move you to prayer. They never encourage you to pray. They never encourage you to study the word of God. As a matter of fact, they drain you so much, you must begin to stay away from them. Hallelujah. For your own spiritual growth and maturity. Don't be a man pleaser. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Don't let men make you miss out on that which God wants to do in your life. Sometimes God wants to do certain things in our lives by his word, but there are certain people who are close to us. God, because of them, God does not have the liberty to do what he wants to do in our lives. Because those people we've allowed those people to occupy a certain place in our lives that limits the move of God in our lives. But I pray for you today, may you be loosed from such in the name of Jesus. They are not necessarily evil people or anything, but these are people, they don't encourage. You see, you must begin to define your relationships. You understand what I'm talking about? You must begin to spiritual growth doesn't happen in a vacuum. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. It is accelerated by the company that you keep. Hallelujah. You should define relationships in your life. You should define friendships in your life. Amen. And know who to spend time with. Spiritual growth and maturity does not happen in a vacuum. It is accelerated by the company you keep. Have you forgotten what the word of the Lord says? Someone said to Saul, and you meet a company of prophets, and you begin to prophesy. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's what someone said to Saul. He says, you meet a company of prophets, and you also begin to prophesy. Saul's prophetic experience was because of the company he encountered. The company you are keeping. Hallelujah. It matters. So begin to make adjustments. Not saying that don't be friends with certain people. No, you are still friends, but you should know the limit of time you spend with them. Spend time with people who pray with you. Spend time with people who fast with you. Spend time with people who would encourage you in the things of the Spirit. Spend time with people who have the same spiritual desire, spiritual appetite, who are pursuing the same things you are pursuing. Hallelujah. Don't spend time with, there are some believers, when you spend time with, they are carnal believers. Because all they think about is the things of this world. They are worldly believers. They are believers, but they are worldly. They are carnal. The more you spend time with them, the more, you see, you also start becoming that way. Before you realize, you start talking like them. Hallelujah. You start behaving like them. You start thinking like them. And then you begin to lose the spiritual fervor and what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. The Bible says, quench not the Spirit. These are things that quench the Spirit. For example, in this week, everything that has happened to you, the messages you have heard, the prophetic ministry, everything that has happened to you has stirred up a certain spirit fire in you. There's a certain fire that has been stirred up in you. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody quench it. Grow that fire. Fan the flames of that fire. Hallelujah. The Bible says, stir up the gift of God that is in you. Fan it into flames. Amen and amen. Let that fire carry you through. It is that fire that will carry you to break through every mountain of limitation. It is that fire that will carry you through. Hallelujah. This year until we meet again. Amen and amen. Let that fire, fan the flames of that fire. Hallelujah. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. Some leave meetings like this. They leave great conferences like this and they go. Within 2 days, the fire is dead. The fire is dead. Hallelujah. Don't let the fire die. Amen and amen. Don't let the fire die. Fan the flames of the fire. How? By fellowshipping with like-minded brethren. By prayer. By staying in the word. Hallelujah. Giving yourself to the word. Amen and amen. You begin to see the profit of what happened this week in your life. And here in Faith Generation, as individually a fire has been stirred among us, corporately a fire has also been stirred among us. Hallelujah. Individually a fire has been stirred within us, corporately a fire has been stirred among us, and we must keep that fire ablaze. Amen and amen. We must keep that fire ablaze. Hallelujah. Matoloboko shatata baliatakasis. Amen and amen. That will mean that we have a renewed commitment to everything that we are doing. Our morning prayers, our Sunday evening meetings, even the way we approach it will begin to change. Hallelujah. It will begin to change. Amen and amen. Because we see the seriousness of what God is doing. Amen and amen. Listen, God doesn't play around. God doesn't play around. Hallelujah. So these meetings must not be a joke. Everything, God has poured so much in these 3 days. He doesn't want it to go to waste. He doesn't want it to go to waste. Sometimes we pray for God's glory to be shown and God's glory to be seen. And God is asking, when I show my glory, what are you going to do with it? Is this just so that it happens? No, God doesn't waste. God never wastes. Remember Jesus. When he multiplied the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and the people ate and they were filled. The Bible says 12 baskets were left over. What was the instruction Jesus gave to the disciples? It says, collect the leftover. And they collected the leftover and it was 12 baskets. Nothing goes to waste with God. And when God pours such grace, when God pours such anointing, when God pours such, releases the riches of his grace upon us like that, and he does what he has done among us in these 3 days, he doesn't want it to go waste. Take hold of what God has done. Hallelujah. And run with it. Run with the fire that has been stirred in you. Run with it, Faith Generation. Say the Lord. Run with it. Run with it, Faith Generation. Say the Lord. Naklondo zez yakusande prenendis paradaluze intetus pehus andilo uzenze bilabatias. I'm calling you higher. To a higher place of performance. To a higher place of experience. I'm giving you what it takes to rise up Papaya, take hold of it, faith generation, in the name of Jesus. Telemunda sita lagase, pelegusa mandolo dokusaya. Your life will never be the same again. Give yourself wholly to the word. Give yourself unto prayer. Don't grow weary in prayer. Don't grow tired in prayer. Give yourself to prayer. Give yourself to the word, unreservedly to the word, and you begin to see the progress that I have destined for you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You understand us? Something has been sparked in you. Run with it. Hallelujah. Run with it. Until we meet again next year. Run with it. And so what we are also going to make sure corporately as a ministry, aside our morning prayers and Sunday evening encounter meetings, and then bi-monthly prayer intents, we are going to also make sure that, you know, quarterly and before we meet next year, we are going to have certain programs in between to just keep the fire going. Hallelujah. To keep the fire going. Amen and amen. To keep the fire going. We are going to put things in place to ensure, hallelujah, that the fire keeps going. Don't relent on what you have received this year, this week. Don't relent on it. Don't let it just slip by and go astray. Because you see, the devil is just lurking behind the scenes. He's lurking behind. Remember, Jesus said, some fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came to pick it and they left. Jesus said, these are the people who hear the word, and for joy, they receive the word with joy, and then immediately they go and they forget because they don't understand what they heard. And the devil takes it away. Don't be like that. You rejoice, and afterwards, that's it, you forget about it. No, don't be like that. Hallelujah. Don't be like that. Don't be like those that fell on, you know, on rocky grounds. The word did not take root. How is it going to take root if you don't water it daily, meditating on it? Listen, in this first week, the messages are there. Listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. Listen to it over and over and over again. Listen, keep listening, keep listening, keep listening, keep listening until it goes into the recesses of your spirit, man, and it takes root in you. Keep listening to it. Hallelujah. Listen to it over and over and over again. Let it take root. Be intentional about it and see what is going to happen. And he says, some fell by tongues. The curse of this life and deceitfulness of riches choked the word. Some leave meetings like this and then they immediately, the problems of this life cloud their mind, that they forget the word of God. Listen, as for problems in this life, they are there. We are not exempt from it. They are there. They will come. You will face all those kinds of things. They are there. Hallelujah. But you must not allow those to choke the word. Some are so consumed with their problems, it makes them prayerless. They don't pray. Hallelujah. They don't stay in the word. When you tell them, hey, why don't you pray? Why don't you stay in the word? You don't even know what I'm going through. From today, never say that thing again. Hallelujah. You see, we must see your growth in your words. The things you say, we must see it. Amen. We must see spiritual growth in the things you say. We must see it. We must. We can tell spiritual growth from the mouth of the brethren. We can tell. Hallelujah. Some that fell in good soil, they bore fruit. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Depending on how much was planted. Much has been planted in your life. Hallelujah. Therefore, you will bear much fruit. I see you bearing fruit in the name of Jesus. I said, I see you bearing fruit in the name of Jesus. Amen. I see the word of God come alive in you. I see the word bearing fruit in your life in the name of King Jesus. You are bearing fruit after righteousness. You are bearing fruit after Christ. You are fruitful in the name of King Jesus. I said, I see you bearing fruit in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bearing great fruit in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be the same.
Amen.
Amen and amen. So tonight, as your pastor, And as the shepherd of the house, I'm giving you these instructions and charging you. You know, tonight is a night of commission.
There we go.
And in a commission, we charge. That is, we deliver a charge to you. I'm charging you. Meditate on these things. Give yourself wholly to it, that your profiting may be evident to all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the instruction of the Lord to us tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Shato kobaye. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Konto mazuda la plastic.